Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
Breakers, tips go to straight and two in front. Hell Yeah Bolt is quickly after at the outside. And Hell Yeah Bolt, Hell Yeah Bolt sprints past them and Hell Yeah Bolt goes on to score.
Now on TAS Racing Talk, time to talk greyhounds.
Well, an interesting week of greyhound racing around the state with two meetings in Hobart from last week and one in Launceston. To tell us all about the week, Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, Shane.
Now, last Thursday's meeting in Hobart, we had Eagle on Nine scoring impressively in the first.
Most impressive for Anthony Bullock. He'd had one start in a heat of a breeders at Devonport and upset the stewards and received a holiday. He went to Anthony. He's obviously worked hard on him and couldn't have done a better job because he led all of the way to win in 26.33. And Top Line Titan's a pretty smart pup, which ran second to him, so makes the win even better.
Yeah, good performance there. Now, Senor Scooby went around at pretty good odds in the second.
He did. He's won at Launceston off box one recently, but his other runs, he's been in the betting but done a fair bit wrong. Last Thursday's the first time he's really come out of the boxes how he should be doing. And 26.44, and he was just too powerful for brother Jake, which franked the form by winning on Tuesday.
And hello, AJ. You made it a black booker for us last week. Didn't take long to return some finances for us.
Look, it won like a really good dog, actually. It had box eight, came out beautifully, had to head off knocks and rattles early, but when it got to the lead, it was a very impressive win by a big space in 26.22. I think Margaret Rosendale's got a very, very smart pup there.
Dashing Roman from a pretty smart litter went around as favourite in the fourth.
When your mother's Miss Roman knows, you're entitled to have some ability, aren't you? And she did a good job because she got headed off after leading early and then came again to beat Martha. That field was only a qualifying final, obviously, but Dashing Roman's headed for better wins than that one.
Then we had Nui's Lab. Well, he's been an interesting runner of late, but by crikey, he can begin quickly when he wants to.
Oh, I reckon I've been in dogs for 40-something years, and I reckon Sally's Jim, a dog that Reg Ivory used to have, and maybe Proper Lass are the only two dogs that consistently could come out of a box like him. Nui's Lab, that was his 20th win. He hasn't won much in the last 6 months because he's up in grade now, but Butch Devereaux has a knack of winning, you know, multiple races with some of his dogs, and he's been a good tradesman for him.
Winburn Loco back in the winners list in race six.
Well named. She's very smart, but by gee, she's a hard act to follow. They must be very frustrated with her because she's got a big, big motor. But she put it all together on Thursday night, and on her best night, she's capable of mixing it with the best.
Invitation race, race number seven. It was a classy field.
Well, it doesn't get much classier, does it, than Buckle Up Wes involved. And when Buckle Up Wes runs fifth, you know that it was a pretty smart field. Look, it was a bit of a demolition derby. I mean, they ran pretty slow time for that grade of race. That was then took advantage of box one. She's just a terrific little bit. She's won about 10 or 12 races since Gaylene Townsend took her over. Baines Lane was desperately unlucky running second. Hellier Bolt was desperately unlucky running third. Buckle Up Wes was a strange run. Like, he got three quarters of a length in front at one stage, but they kicked up on him. I reckon he might have had a little problem, but Ted will sort that out in time for the 1,000.
Well, those that were left after the first three legs of the quaddie were put out of play in the last.
Probably. The favourites in the race, Locke Roman, Winburn Rush, were never in play. Golden Sage headed off the early leader and got out to a big lead and nearly gave Butch Devereaux a winning treble. But Buckle Up Omnen, who has not enjoyed Hobart much in his previous 20 runs, stormed down the outside to win. Look, he doesn't win out of turn, but when he does, he actually can post a bit of time.
Speaking of greyhounds who win and consistently win, Knight Tremors in the ninth.
He certainly wins out of turn, but in the other way, he wins a big, big strike rate, hasn't he? He's got about a 60% winning strike rate for Eileen Thomas. And I'd say it was just about the best win of his career because he's known as a leader and he only came from fifth early, circled the field, put a gap in them and maintained it to the line. Yeah, he's just a real professional.
And then we've got Scrubby Nichols, another greyhound who just can't stop winning.
He's most consistent in short races, which are my favourites, as you know. Look, Whether he can go on and be a dog over a little bit longer, we'll have to find out soon, because they don't have many grades above grade four for short races. But look, he's getting the job done at the moment for Shane, that's for sure.
And Scrubby, Glamour Gas in the last, another one who was a sent-out favourite.
Good little girl, this one. She just does everything right, good beginner. She's taken advantage of box one the last 2 weeks. Rod Ransley's really got a nice team together at the moment, and she'll keep winning for him.
Launceston on Monday night, opening race on the card, Elite Enfield Crunch Late on the tote into $1.20.
Yeah, entitled to $1.20 was about the right odds. I mean, you don't get rich taking $1.20, but he ran 30.06. He was about six lengths in front going into the back, and that's how it looked on paper. He really is a very, very smart dog. And yeah, right, look, he just consistently runs into one too good for him, but you know, he's got a few wins coming up too, I think.
In the main, it was a good night for punters on Monday, and Miller's Magic was another one to start favourite in the second.
Maurie Strickland had Miller's Magic in one and Miller's Ace in two, and they ran 1-3 and another man either split them. As much as I don't like short races, that was actually a cracking race, because another man eater and Miller's Magic went hell for leather all the way, with Miller's Ace gradually overtaking them, and you know, when they hit the line, there was only three quarters of length between them.
Black Sienna, coming off the Breeders' Classic win at Devonport, couldn't quite hold off the opposition in race three.
Look, there was no excuse. I think she ran pretty well, but maybe we've underrated Carly Spell, dog of Mick Louth. He chased her out of the straight, gave her probably three lengths, and looked like he was going to run a very creditable second. But in the end, he ran a very creditable first and got up and nailed her in the last little bit. Yeah, maybe Carly Spell's, you know, pretty smart.
Now, a greyhound who looked pretty smart from day one, Prescribed, blitzed them in the fourth.
He's drawn some pretty bad boxes lately, including the Breeders' Classic final after he was the fastest heat and semi-winner for Ted Medhurst. Prescribed, as we know, Ted Medhurst has got about 30 top dogs in work. And I'd say after Buckle Up Wes, Prescribed is number two.
Okay, well, that's a pretty big call, so we should put a circle around that. But, of course, it had that magnificent run at Devonport when its time was... brilliant. I think that was first race start, was it, or second?
Yeah.
26-20s?
Yeah. Yeah, he got, 25, beat, 20s, he got beaten at Hobart in his first start, and then won his next start, and then went to Devonport. But, oh, gee, he's a, when he gets it all together, he's a very, very good dog, that fella.
Well, how's that? Grace was sent out the short-priced favourite in the first leg of the quaddie, but great performance by Sound Effort off the red.
And did the same thing at Devonport recently for Ingrid Watkins. Came from the mainland. He's only had about four runs here, and... when he leads, he's pretty smart. And as you said, that was a much better than ordinary grade five with Howzak Grace in it. Dominic's Dove rattled home for third. She'll be winning a middle distance pretty soon. But, yeah, all credit to the winner there.
And in race number six, Quick Advance, well, he's got a great affinity with Devonport. Hasn't had the same type of luck in Launceston, but led from box seven.
Luck being the operative word there. I'm a big fan of Quick Advance, but he's actually no good at Launceston for some reason. And I know that sounds silly because he won last Monday night, but... I reckon second, third, fourth, fifth and sixth should have all beaten him home. There was a massive trouble in that race and he was out highballing and he only ran 30.62. But he's just a good dog, but he's a way, way better dog on a U-turn track.
Race number seven was the invitation race. No surprise to see Senior Slammer win, but thought Good Odds Demon was going to pick him up on the home corner.
I'm a huge fan of Senior Slammer now after being a bit of a knock early in his career because of his inconsistency. That inconsistency has now related to 9 wins out of his last 10. But in all fairness, he should have run second on Monday night because Good Odds Demon was going to kill him. Turn him for home. He ran straight in the back of him, still got within three quarters on the line. No disrespect to Senior Slammer. He's a star. But Good Odds Demon loves Launceston and was definitely going to win that race.
Eyes on Destruction appreciated the drop in class in race 8.
And she'd drawn out in the middle and there was a late scratching, which... you know, vacated one of the boxes nearer. Look, no disrespect to the opposition, but she didn't beat a real lot on Monday night, but she is a really smart bitch, that. Shane Whitney's got her firing again, and she's destined for much, much better things. You've got to remember, she won a heat of the, what was it, the Breeders' Classic in Hobart in 26.04, so she's top-class bitch.
And Go Mini Go was back to her flying best.
She's a top-class 278, 340-metre bitch. John Pearce has been so patient with her because he had a lot of problems, but by gee, she's a pretty smart short course dog, that one.
And Zero Interest has been fairly consistent and won the last in good style.
And enjoyed the box. She's won two races, both over the 278 at Launceston, and she led every step of the way. Sonic Fear is getting back to form for the Martins as well.
Then we had Hobart on Tuesday with the Devonport Show clean-up underway and hopefully completed by now, but we had Bold Intention. There was good support for it in the first.
Yeah, rightly so. Beat a pretty good juvenile. First, second and third were the three favourites. Lovely Banks and Baron Impact filled the minors. But Bold Intention came off that second behind the really smart Hello AJ on the Thursday night, and she made no bones about it on Tuesday. Jumped to the front, bolted in, and Rod Ransley, I reckon, would have a pretty big opinion of him.
And Gearbox Charlie just keeps on winning.
You don't see many dogs win their first three starts on three different tracks, but that's what Mick Taylor's been able to do with Gearbox Charlie, and I'm pretty sure he did that without a trial on the Hobart track. So all credit to the dog, which has got exemplary manners at the start, and that should take him a long way.
Brother Jake performed well in the third.
Gee, this is a very smart litter. The St. Pierre Tricky Violet. Did I get that right? Tricky Violet.
Close enough.
Schmickles, Silver Pierre, and now Brother Jake. Three really smart dogs out of that litter, and this dog knows how to come out of a box.
Lily said, here's another greyhound who comes out of a box and just keeps on going.
Amazing performance. Not only that it was about her eighth win out of her last 10, but she broke the track record. Pudsey and Owski held it at 34.21, and she came out on a day meeting when it was a bit blowy and a bit dry, and the track was definitely not as quick as it is on a Thursday night, and she's run 34.15. Thank you very much. Oh, she's a high-class performer, that. And beat a good field, like Murray Barber, Dixie Lane, Islands Force. She won by a long way, and she broke the record.
Now, if Prescribe is second on the list behind Buckle Up, where does Lily sit?
Third.
Third, a close third too, I'm tipping. Now, race number five, here's another one, the first leg of the quaddie, Demi Carly coming off the gold collar win.
Gold collar win, and then had to front up against another really good grade five. Gee, the fields were strong on Tuesday. Like Silver Pierre ran third in that, he's a star. Riley's Rogue ran second, that's the first time he's been beaten in Tasmania. He sort of fluffed the start a little bit, got to the lead, but then Demi Carly just overpowered him late. I think you could follow 1, 2, 3 out of that race with great confidence.
Now, races 6 and 7, taken out by the Little Mates, Breaker's Tip and Bruni Venture.
Yes, Breaker's Tip wasn't that strong a grade four, I suppose, but he jumped straight to the front off box three. He won by a fair way, 26.37. He'll go on to better things.
And Bruni Venture in race 7?
He's already doing better things. He's a terrific dog, Bruni Venture. He's now won 9 out of 18. He beat very, very smart grade 3 field, Get It Right, Mini Mogul, Little Turn, all dogs that have won in brilliant time, but he is one of the best dogs in Tasmania.
Well, it certainly was a great winning because we got to the invitation. Baines Lane was sent out the short-priced favourite, but J&A continued on its tremendous form of late, very consistent for Margaret Rosendale.
Very much so. I prattled on about Baines Lane being a certainty beaten last Thursday, and he was, but in the same race last Thursday, J&A ran fourth, and he was pretty unlucky too. You can make a case out for every dog in that race last week, but J&A found the lead this week, and Baines Lane, look, he had his chance. He's only gone down by a nose, but both runs were full of credit. J&A, you just love backing dogs that do what he does early.
Now, what about the performance of Smickles in race 9?
As I said, it's a very smart litter, and Smickles and Brother Jake are the two that know how to come out of a box. Silver Pierre's probably marginally better than both of them, but he can't begin as well as they do. Smickles is just a really nice dog that's going to rocket through the grades because of A, manners, and B, ability.
Bag of Spice arrived in time in the 10th.
He did. David Croswell hasn't got a very big team these days. Doesn't come to Hobart very often these days, but Bag of Spice loves Hobart. That's two wins on the trot down here, and even though the time was slow in that, he worked hard and did a very good job.
And Taxtoy took the last after Brad Hillbilly bit the dust on the turn off the back.
It was a real rough race, wasn't it? Demolition Derby, but Taxtoy is a star in his own right. He's probably going to be disadvantaged as he gets up in the grades unless he can begin a bit better, but there's no questioning the ability. He's a high-class dog, and he's already got a couple of good scalps under his belt.
Have you got a black booker for us to follow?
Go back to the very first race we spoke about, Top Line Titan, which ran second to Eagle on 9. I, I like the fact that he began a lot better and he's in the right stable of Mick Stringer to be posting a win very soon.
Now, the Hobart 1000 heats get underway on the 11th of December. Any word out yet as to who we can expect to arrive from the mainland?
Well, the only one, well, apart from Size Does Matter is already here and with Rod Ranslidge racing on Thursday night, there is strong word that the Melbourne Cup winner, Dinah Villa, is coming. And that Darren McDonald will most likely be bringing something, and whatever his something is usually pretty hard to beat. Oh, look, there'll be an influx of mainland dogs, but we've got a bit of ammunition here ourselves this year, so maybe we can fend them off.
Well, no doubt you're looking forward to it immensely. We'll talk about it more next week.
Thanks, Shane.
Every Wednesday on Carnival, Taz Racing Talk with Shane Yates.
Greyhound action for the week, starting in Hobart tomorrow night, followed by Launceston Monday and back to Devonport on Tuesday. The man charged with tipping us all the winners is Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, have a look at this first leg of the quaddie in Hobart. Lakerville's crying out for another win.
Yeah, Shane, it's been placed at its last three. Huge run behind Glamour Gas when run second. I think only Bad Luck will beat it. I think it'll be short. It'll be very hard to beat. Giving number four, Shotgun Annie, a good hope. She might be the likely leader in the race, Shane, and she can run around the 26.60 mark, and I thought it was clear second pick. Probably a long way back to one Sir Rioli and two Steel, but I think I might only try and play two dogs. 6-4, long way back to one and two.
Now in the second leg, Senor Slammer, another win in Launceston on Monday, but taking on the interstate invader this time.
Yeah, Shane, look, I've gone with Senor Slammer. What I've seen on the internet, I'll tell the listeners this about number four. It's had 32 starts for 14 wins, 9 minor placings. It's won $87,000 in stake money. It's trained by Roddy Ransley. It looks an average beginner, very strong, and keeps coming. It's got to be second pick. It's here to have a look at the track for the Hobart 1000 feet, so they've got a big opinion on it. They couldn't have sent it to a smarter bloke than Roddy Ransley. 6 to beat 4. 3, Hellier Bolt had no luck last week, and that was then. It just keeps winning, so you've got to include 6, 4, 3 and 2, but maybe an intriguing race.
Now, in the third leg, we've got Eyes on Destruction coming off some impressive performances.
Yeah, Shane, look, when I was doing the form over the weekend for this meeting, I had to click on a website and have a look at a dog called Fantastic Spiral. Had 10 starts, 5 wins, 3 minor placings. Now, 2 runs back at Wentworth Park, it went 29.77. Now, I've got no disrespect for Eyes on Destruction, but Eyes on Destruction can't run 29.77 around Wentworth Park. It's trained by Jason Fletcher. It's got to be my on-top pick, and again, it's here to have a look at the track for the Hobart 1000. It looks a very nice dog on the internet. I've got to put it on top, and it goes into a grade 5. 5, Fantastic Spiral. 8, Eyes on Destruction, 1, Aeroplane Darcy, and 2, It's Crunch Time. Probably shell-shocked if the winner doesn't come out of 5 or 8, Shane.
Now, in the last leg, what about the chances of Windburn Rush?
Yeah, it's my on-top pick, Shane. Thought it was a shade disappointing last week. It actually found the lead and didn't cross to the fence. Box 7 might be a help to it this week, and I've put it on top. 7 on top. Midori Nitro was a very, very good run last week behind Glamour Gas, and I think that might be pretty fair form, that race. Thought it was second pick. I put in 1 All Traffic and 2 Pioneer Mogul. Both got a bit of early speed and will be up near the firing line. 7, 5, 1 and 2.
That makes Rick's Hobart quaddy in the first leg 6, 4, 1 and 2. In the second leg 6, 4, 3, 2. In the third leg 5, 8, 1 and 2. And in the last leg, 7, 5, 1 and 2. What about a best?
Shane, wait till late. A greyhound that's absolutely just drawn perfectly in Windburn Blaze. Looking at the race, there's a little bit of speed in here with Kazroy Cruiser, Hurricane Nell and Zero Interest showing a bit of speed. I think he'll settle about fourth out wide. Turning for home, you put the foot down on the accelerator and home he'll run. Race 11, number 8, Windburn Blaze.
And said with real confidence, race 11, number 8. Now, Launceston on Monday night, first leg, Tax Toy, a winner in Hobart last week.
Yeah, Shaney, he's a very, very nice dog. Look, I can't come at the short odds that he might be in the race, but he's clearly my on-top pick. How's that, Grace? Had every chance last week. Its own individual time was 30.26. Dog called Sound Effort, just drew a leg when it draws box one, and it's got a going good. I thought, how's that Grace's clear second pick? Windburn Charm's been racing very well for Anthony Bullock. I put in for third, and I put in Tay's Intention. Can't find any trials or any race form for it at Launceston. RK Ransley, box three, needs a fence, got a hope. 6, 7, 8, and 3.
In the second league, you must have been impressed with Sound Effort's last winning performance.
Yeah, Shane, look, went 30.01, ran very, very quick splits. A repeat performance of that run will see it be very hard to beat. I think the only danger is number two, Hancos. I think they'll fight the race out. 3 to beat 2. I put Buckle Up Omnum in for third, and I put Chandler Vapor. Didn't mind he's running an invitation class in at Hobart last Tuesday afternoon. 3, 2, 1, and 4.
In the third leg, Glamour Gas in winning form.
Yeah, Shane, and very, you know, astute man in Rod Ransley. They may have trialled here. Look, it's got a great chance. 6 on top. I thought 2, what it shrinks, got some hope it might find the lead and have some chance. Thought 1, Hellier Evan, was very well drawn and got a chance, although it's got a poor strike rate at Launceston, but I've got to include it from the draw. And I put in number 7, I Did a Rod. Slow out, very, very big motor. He's drawn wide where he wants to be. 6, 2, 1, and 7.
And in the last leg, Classic Joel just needs an ounce of luck.
Yeah, Shane, look, on those speed maps, there's some chance that he might spear to the lead. And I think if he happens to lead, he's recorded 30 and 10 here off box one. He hasn't got box one tonight, on Monday night, but he'll be hard to beat. 6, Surfs Up Nova, reserves its best form for Launceston, I put in for second. I put 8, Red Fang, very well drawn, and I put in number 2, King Locks Way, Graham that likes to be drawn near the fence. 4, 4, 6, 8, and 2.
The quaddy for Launceston on Monday, first league 6, 7, 8, 3, second league 3, 2, 1, 4, 6, 2, 1, 7 in the third, 4, 6, 8, and 2 in the last, best bet.
Race 11, number 3, Gearbox Charlie. 3 starts. 3 wins, a winner on this track in 16.18, even though the best on the night was 15.95. You can only win, and his win in Hobart in Hobart last Tuesday was awesome. He began average and then he showed enormous high speed. He might be a pretty fair dog. Graham Taylor's got a pretty live one here. Race 11, number 3, Gearbox Charlie.
Back to Devonport on Tuesday, the first leg, Spickles in winning form.
Yeah, can't oppose it, Shane. I think it'll be very, very hard to beat. It's beginning well, got good mid-race speed, gone round here in 25.90. I think it's the way to go. Thought the second pick was Silver Pierre. It's run last week in Hobart behind Demi Kelly was very, very good. I put it in for second. Baron Impact will appreciate a wide draw. I put in for third, and I put in Dark Vito. Notice it's gone from Debbie Cannon to EA Medhurst. Won't lose anything there. 4, 5, 7, 8.
In the second league, Proven Fantasy has been handed the red box.
Yeah, look, Shane has got a good statistic from the red box, and I think it's the way to go. Don't think this is an overly strong grade 3. I put 1 on top, Golden Sage. I didn't mind his last run in Hobart behind Buckle Up Obden, and they just got him right on the line. Box 5's a little bit of a worry, but look, Butch has got him going good at the moment against his team, so I've put it in for second. 4, Julia Flies. She might be one of the likely leaders in the race, and she'll run a bold race, and she has broke the 26-second barrier on numerous occasions. And number 8, Despicable Lee. Even though it wants the fence, I don't think box 8 will be a hindrance to it early, and it'll be coming across. 1, 5, 4, and 8.
And in the third leg, Mini Mogul has been around the mark.
Yeah, going good, Shana. I think the middle boxes are the way to go here. I actually went with Underground. Now, he hasn't raced for 3 weeks. He's a very, very good dog on the Devonport track when he's on the bunny. He's recorded 25.51. I think he'd be very hard to beat Underground. I put in 5 Mini Mogul for second. It's got a 25.61 run and beginning very good of late. 1 Great Taylors will appreciate the inside draw. And Callum McBaz, I think he loves running a place, and you've got to include him in all your multiples. 4, 5, 1, and 2.
And in the last leg, Quick Advance back on its favourite track.
Yeah, Shane, he was unimpressive winning in Launceston last Monday night. He went 30-62 and he didn't get a touch. As you alluded to, he's clearly a great dog on the U-turn tracks, but I think his class just won him a grade 4 at Launceston. I've got to go with She's All Class. The last run behind We Fire was outstanding. Any luck and she'll win. Five quick advance for second. One Dirty Rich will give him something to chase from the red box, and it's got a 25.63 beside its name. And my old mate King Nitro, he's got a 25.66 against his name, and he's come up with box two. 6, 5, 1, and 2.
Devonport Quaddie for Tuesday. First leg 4, 5, 7, 8. Rich going 1, 5, 4, and 8 in the second leg. In the third leg 4, 5, 1, and 2. In the last leg 6, 5, 1, and 2. Now, so far your best bets have been race 11, number 8 in Hobart, race 11, number 3 in Launceston. Surely you're going early for a best bet for Devonport.
Shane, I'm just hoping that we can get all the quaddies so we can load up on our best bets, because we have to wait till late again this Tuesday afternoon. Race 10, number 4, Demi Kelly. It'll be $1.50 or $1.60, and it's like going to your bank manager and telling them to lower them interest rates, that the zero interest that she was alluding to last Monday night, because she will win. Race 10, number 4, Demi Kelly.
Okay, so the third of the best bets, Swinburne Blaze, Hobart, Gearbox, Charlie, Launceston, Demi Kelly in the last at Devonport. Thanks for your thoughts today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.